This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
A prop to play.
We love our props. You love your props. You're great at props. So, who are you going with this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going with the stat machine and Deebo Samuel and his receiving yards. Over 67.5 receiving yards for -110 over at BetMGM. I would really like his rushing and receiving prop, but they haven't posted it yet because Deebo Samuel's going to have a big game. He has a big game almost every single game. But the question is whether he's going to rush the ball or if he's going to catch the ball. But usually he has at least like 80 yards of some sort, usually has a touchdown. And the thing about this Vikings team, I think the better spot is against their pass defense, because the Vikings have allowed at least one receiver to have at least 98 yards of receiving in four straight games. So I think that is the better spot and the better matchup. So I'm going to take his receiving yards.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
All right, I'm going with a receiver as well. Michael Pittman over 65.5 receiving yards against the Bucs this week. Pittman has only hit this number in 5 out of 11 games this season. But the reason why I like this spot against the Bucs is because Tampa has the number one defense in the NFL at stopping the run. And you know they're going to try and force the Colts to get away from Jonathan Taylor. They do not want Taylor to beat them. What does that mean? That means Carson Wentz will have to throw the ball. When he throws, Pittman is his number one guy. Bucs are 17th in the league in pass defense. That's the one area you can exploit on that side of the ball. It's their secondary. Plus, there's a good chance Colts could be playing from behind. That means more opportunities as well. So give me Michael Pittman over 65.5 receiving yards. It's -110 at BetMGM.
Yeah, the problem with this show doing it so early in the morning is that we don't have a ton of props posted, but one that I do like that they have not posted yet is Ryan Tannehill in his longest rush under. He has hit this in 4 of his last 5 games, and in fact, he's a guy that doesn't really rush a whole lot unless he's in the end zone. And plus, the Patriots are not an easy team to run the football against anyways, so I would take his longest rush. It's probably going to be 8.5, maybe 9 yards for his longest rush. I would take the under because he's a guy that does not choose to run the football, especially with a team that is so injured already. He is not going to risk his job and his body to run it in a blowout game. So I would take Ryan Tannehill longest rush under whatever it is.
Okay, I'm with you. It's hard to pick props because there were some other props I wanted to play or that I was looking at, like maybe a Miles Sanders over rushing prop, but as of this show this morning, that hasn't been listed at BetMGM. So I'm going with one more. Joe Burrow over 0.5 interceptions at -110. That means he just has to throw one pick against the Steelers. I love Joe Burrow, but he's thrown at least one pick in 8 out of 11 games this season. He also threw on the last time these two teams met back in week 3. T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Joe Hayden should be back in the starting lineup on defense for Pittsburgh. And Burrow is tied for 2nd in the NFL in picks with 11, right behind only Ryan Tannehill. Joe Burrow over 0.5 interceptions, -110 at BetMGM. I just need one pick from Joey B.
I think those are tough ones to hit because you almost need two sides to kind of come together. But, I mean, they can be profitable. Like you said, he's had a pick in a lot of games.
8 out of 11. We'll see if it comes home on Sunday. Not my favorite pick, but let's take a shot in the dark with that.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.